All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. It's top of the hour. Got a short segment coming up here. And, Don, we're going to go to... I'm going to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. We've got the line starting to fill up here. Let's first go to Mona in California. Mona, you're on with Don and Michael.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm concerned about the informant that you're dealing with, who is this Jew named Berman who claims to have talked to Skorzeny.
Borman?
No, Berman, the guy...
Oh, you mean Eric Berman.
The guy that changed his name to Orion, right?
Okay, go ahead.
Because according to my investigation, Skorzeny, who was Hitler's favorite commando and a very, very exciting hero, beautiful 6'4" blonde who rescued Mussolini and confused our soldiers in the Battle of the Bulge and then was a very hard worker in Odessa, died and had 500 loyal Germans mourn him in July of 1975 in Madrid, Spain. And I simply do not believe that a Jew named Berman would have access to a stellar man like Skorzeny.
Okay, Don, you want to comment on that?
Well, that's your prerogative to follow the the story of the day. Skorzeny was an engineer. Berman knew nothing about Otto Skorzeny and had to do his own research on the things that Skorzeny told him. Skorzeny admitted that he was living as a contractor. He was building houses and working as a carpenter and as an engineer. Okay, that's how they hide these people, is that they give them a premature death and move them elsewhere.
Well, I know
there's not much I can say to your research other than you're just repeating things that you can read anywhere. Those are not necessarily facts, but it's the published story.
Well, the only thing I can add to this is that I know on a number of occasions, and in the research that I've done, and I've done the research, Mona, on Don's research. And, yes, he has found many instances where they have given different explanations on a number of different occasions on their birth dates, birthplaces, ages, and so forth. So, you know, respectfully, when you read an article and it says, well, he died in 1975 or blah, 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 you know, that doesn't necessarily mean it happened. That means that that's what they want you to believe happened. So I'm not saying yay or nay. The only thing I can comment about with this, Mona, is that I've done an extensive amount of research on Don's own research before I ever brought it on the air, and I can find nothing to refute this. Okay, so do you want?
I might ask a question, Michael.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rhetorically, what does his being Jewish, Berman's being Jewish, have to do with it? He was told the story.
I don't know. Are you asking me or are you asking Mona?
Well, I'm asking you. I'm asking Mona. Anyone?
He's not only Jewish, but he's renaming himself with a Catholic name, which is very common. Like John Kerry did the same thing. He's actually John Cohen.
Well, I believe his motivation for using that was a pseudonym that he used as a means of protection. But it would be wiser for him to use his real name. No one knows who Orion is. Everybody knows who Eric Berman is.
My concern is that we're at war right now in an info war, trying to discover who's the bad guys and who's the good guys. And now that people are studying the Second World War on the Internet, Skorzeny certainly would be a target for blood libel because he's such an incredibly heroic character. He rescued Mussolini.
Are you a fan of Mussolini? Is that why he's a hero for doing that? I mean, it was a tremendous military feat, but are you saying you're a fan?
Well, I certainly am, and of Hitler. Saying about Mengele. We know he was not the angel of death.
Okay, look, I mean, you want me to hold you over for a minute, Mona? I got to go to a break.
Whatever you say, I'd love it, yeah.
Okay. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We're going to go to Dax in Texas after we talk to Mona. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org, 1280 shortwave, CN3. Stick with us. It's getting good, boys and girls.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, second hour. We've got Don Nikoloff on the line. We're talking about his recent article that was just posted in Idaho Observer, and also he's got it up on rents.com with a nice picture of what looks like George H.W. Bush sitting right in the middle. We got Mona from California. Mona, you have another thought? Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that I've rebutted your comments about Skorzeny on my webpage, NukeIsraelNow.com. It's the latest article, and people can learn about this dashing man known as Scarface because of the schmiss he had left over from the dueling days in Germany.
Scarface? Who's Scarface, dear?
That was another name for Otto Skorzeny. You know how the Germans used to duel with each other and get a scar, a dashing-looking scar on the side of their cheek?
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's called a schmiss, and he had that. He also had a love affair with Evita Duarte Perón. That's how handsome and exciting he was, and he needs to be studied. So I would ask people to go to NukeIsraelNow.com and read my article.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mona.
Thank you much.
All right, let's go to Dax in Texas. What's that, Don?
Could I comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead and comment on it. Wait a minute. Listen, let me bring Dax up first. Dax, are you with me? Dax from Texas?
Yes, hi, gentlemen.
Dax, hold on there just a second. All right, Don's got a comment, and then I'm going to go to you, okay?
All right.
Go ahead, Don, go ahead.
First of all, Skorzeny sustained that injury while learning to fence, and it was in Austria. It wasn't in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
She is correct about him having an affair with Evita Perón.
Right.
And she didn't give the year. It was actually prior to 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't in Spain that he had the affair. I'll point that out. And he was bequeathed $100 million, which most likely went into the CIA upon her death.
Okay, well, Dax, go ahead.
Yeah, all right, y'all going to outduel me on the details of all this, but listen, stepping back from the big picture here, what we're implying is that George H.W. Bush was a Nazi, right?
Well, that's what it's looking like.
Well, what went wrong?
With what?
Well, he's worked his whole career against the interests of white people.
He's worked his whole career against the interest of white people.
He and his ilk, whatever that ilk is.
Okay,
His family is intermarried with non-whites. That doesn't sound very Nazi to me.
Well, I'm looking, I've gone through and I've...
And I'm no friend of the Bush crime family.
Mm-hmm.
I live 20 miles from the staging area over here.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don,
have you got a comment on it?
He's not a Texan.
No, I know he's not a Texan. He's from Kennebunkport, Maine or something, right?
Yeah.
No, I know that. Yeah, Don, go ahead.
It matters to me not who someone marries, but why disguise or why deceive others about who that is that you marry or who you are. That's the issue here. The research shows that there are so many inconsistencies in the impartation of information to official agencies that it can't be believed. That's the issue. It's not who they married.
Well, I'm just saying that's inconsistent with the beliefs of the German Nazis, as far as I can tell.
Well, again, you're going by what's been peddled to us, too, okay?
Well, you know, if you had to reduce it to one word, what was that conflict over? Well, all my life's been hammered and hammered. It's about race.
No, well, that's part of what they see. They have to have a reason. They have to create a bad guy. You have to look at the big picture. This was the military-industrial complex on a world scale, making money on both sides. If you read this article...
Well, sure, I understand that. I've been in this battle since the early 60s.
Okay, so we're in agreement in that...
Well, power. I think you and I... We're not in agreement on some things, because I would ask, why was it necessary for you to bring up that all too cliched question, what does it matter if he's Jewish?
What does it matter if he's Jewish?
Did you?
Oh, okay.
What does it matter? If
what does it matter if you're German, then?
If Scorzani told the...
What does it matter if you're Nazi, then?
Well,
where are you going with this, Dax?
Well, where I'm going is that George Bush is a pretty poor Nazi, wasn't he? Because he sure hadn't...
The Nazi Party was an agenda by the elite, okay? And from what I understand, and I could be wrong. You correct me if I'm wrong, Dax, okay? But the Nazi Party was a tool, if you will, all right? It was an agenda, if you will. The whole end game, ultimately, as Don pointed out, which has been going on and thought about and planned and strategized for hundreds of years, is a new world order. Now, what Don is saying in his I don't really understand, sir, how it makes a difference whether he's white, black, Jew. It doesn't matter, okay, to me. The bottom line is that they have an agenda going on here to ultimately control the world and control the world's wealth.
But if you, sir, don't care all those categories, then you're a globalist, are you not?
Absolutely not. It's totally...
Well, yeah, that's what globalism means.
Excuse me, sir. I said that's their agenda, not mine.
But having what you described, that you don't care black, white, east, west, that's globalism.
Okay, Dax, let me stop you just a minute. Okay, let me stop you just a minute here, Dax, and let me point out to you exactly what my position is so you understand. I don't give a hoot and holler if a person is black, white, red, yellow, Hindu, Jewish. I don't care.
That's cultural Marxism.
Excuse me, sir. Let me finish.
Okay.
All right? Then you can comment. All right? All I'm concerned about for my children and my grandchildren, all those who are afar off, is that we go back to a constitutional republic. Okay, and if I've got to get in a foxhole, as long as the guy sitting next to me has that particular thought in mind, I don't care what color or what race he is. Okay, now if you don't agree with that, that's your prerogative. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Okay, but don't classify me in race or this or that, sir, because I'm not. Okay, again, you say, well, this is race, cultural, or whatever it is. I don't. That's where we differ.
Yeah, that's a great idealism, but it won't work that way.
In your opinion, it won't work that way. And if you're right, so be it. Again, it's an opinion.
Anybody who doesn't prefer his own race is an inferior example of that race.
I take offense to that, sir. You just insulted me. Excuse me just a minute.
Any race that does not consider itself superior is marching straight toward oblivion.
Excuse me, sir, but you know what? I am a living, breathing individual that's called a human being. And it makes no difference to me whether you're white, you're black, you're Jewish, you're Hindu, or whatever. You're a human being that is sucking
air
on this planet.
That's the philosophy that destroyed America.
Well, sir, that's your opinion, okay?
I live through it.
Well, hey, you know what, Dax? That's your opinion, okay? But I'm telling you right now, nobody is going to get me to side with the fact that I'm a superior race just because I'm a white Caucasian male. I don't buy it. Sorry, not going to agree with you on that.
I didn't say my race is superior. I said any race which does not consider itself superior is marching straight into the jaws of extinction.
I am a part of the white Caucasian race, Dax.
You don't sound like it.
Oh, what do I sound like?
A race traitor.
Ken, you're done, Dax. Goodbye. Don, you want to comment on that?
I don't even know how to respond to that. It seems like... The agents are out now, you know.
Well, you know, I don't even know where he's. I don't even know where the guy's going with this.
I think I understand what he's trying to say.
You want to explain it to me because I'm in the dark.
That's not what this research is about. You know, looking up records, looking carefully at statements that are in official records has nothing to do with the person's race or the color of.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Dax, but. Did he not mention that any part of a race that does not think they're superior to another race is, he's declaring all of us are part of a specific one race or another. So whether he specifically points a finger at me or the entire race, it really doesn't make any difference, okay? Because if I have that philosophy, you know, whether it's just me or whether it's my entire race, then I would be... depicted as a racist, would I not?
Yeah. Now what we're discussing here is human sovereignty.
Exactly.
Okay? Under God.
Right.
Under God.
Mm-hmm.
No, we are one nation under God. In God we trust. Why are these phrases used?
Let me tell you. I'll give you an example of why that gets under my skin a little bit. Okay, and that is that right now we have a president who is the son of this gentleman depicted in this picture here, who has been responsible for killing over 700,000 Iraqi people. The Americans that have been killed, the blood that is on George Bush's hands. Now, the Iraqis, they're not white, okay? They are of Indian culture or whatever. They're brown, if you will. We've had blacks. We've had Jewish people killed in 9/11. We've had soldiers killed of all races, creeds, and colors, all right? So I don't understand. You know, as far as my philosophy is concerned, those deaths were unwarranted. There was no reason for those people to die. And it doesn't make any difference to me what color those people are or what kind of religion they practiced or what culture they were in. They had as much right to breathe air on this planet as I did. Now, am I wrong here?
No, I agree with you.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly.
Call lines open, 1-800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with your comments or questions about this article. It's a very, very well-written article. And now, Don, is on this one that's on Rents.com, is that the full article or was it in three parts?
Yeah, I need to specify something. There were some formatting problems on the Idaho Observer site, and they're correcting those. So the Rents article is the first release of that. Some of the text doesn't line up properly, which makes some of the documents much clearer to understand. So that's being corrected.
Okay, well, hold with me. We're going to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. We'll see you in three. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 1280 Shortwave. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Ah. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to bash.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here, about 5 minutes. Don, we've got a caller on the line. You want to take him?
Sure.
All right, let's go to Chris in Chicago. Chris, you're on with Michael and Don.
Hi. First, let me say that I greatly respect your views on race and humanity, and I think it's wonderful that you said that.
Thank you, sir.
That said, I do think it's important to identify agendas that motivate people.
Okay.
And I do think that there was a Zionist agenda behind the bankers who were behind Adolf Hitler.
Sir, I do not disagree with you one bit, and I've been down the rabbit hole on that, and I am not saying that there are not evil in all races, creeds, and colors. And I even go back...
Don't obfuscate the issue. The issue is that it was a Zionist agenda, and it is important to acknowledge that so we can combat it.
Excuse me, I'm not obfuscating anything.
You certainly are.
How am I obfuscating it?
You're obfuscating it by saying, equating it to other things instead of addressing it.
Excuse me? What other things am I equating it to?
You're saying that because all of humanity has within it bad things, that this issue is not the fundamental issue, and this issue is the fundamental issue.
Look. Let me explain it to you this way, okay? I believe that there is a core issue here, and you're talking about Zionists. I go to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. It says, "Beware of those who say they are Jews but are not." Okay? Now, that's biblical, right?
That's New Testament. Which is irrelevant to the issue. The issue is Zionism.
Okay.
Well, can I make a comment?
Go ahead,
Michael?
Don.
The gentleman's point is well taken.
Mm-hmm.
I did not embark upon a mission to write about Zionism. This was something totally different.
That's what disturbs me.
Well, why does it disturb you, sir?
It's an article, sir.
It's an article,
the fundamental issue of which is that all of these people's interconnectedness relates to Zionism, and you're not addressing the issue of Zionism.
Excuse me, if I want to write an article about black cherries, do I have to tie in Zionism with it, or, you know...
I'm obfuscating the issue.
It doesn't matter what article that I write,
Let's take a deep breath and calm down here.
No, I'm not upset. I'm just trying to find out where you're coming from.
Then let me explain where I'm coming from.
Go ahead.
You make a false analogy. Cherries don't have anything to do with Zionism.
Exactly. What my point is...
The Jewish bankers who set up World War II had everything to do with Zionism.
Well, I suggest you write an article about it.
I've written a book about it.
Really?
Yes.
What's the name of your book, Chris?
The Manufacture and Sale of St. Einstein, and it appears at JewishRacism.com.
JewishRacism.com. Okay. Thanks for your call, Chris. See you. Let's go to Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, you're on with Don and Michael. Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, I think. Go ahead.
That guy that I just called, Christopher John Bernjerkins, he's actually very intelligent and he's very smart. His website's Jewish Racism, and I go to it all the time. But that's not why I called. I just thought that was very coincidental.
My point with that is that, you know, if I want to write an article about whatever I want to write it about, and do I have to tie Zionism to the whole thing? Otherwise, I've obfuscated something.
I haven't read your article, but I don't think everybody's a Zionist agent. I think people can write whatever they want to write about. That's why they call it America.
Exactly. Okay. Go ahead.
But there's people that read your article and they're going to say, well, why the heck didn't this guy say this? Or why didn't you say this? Or why didn't you tie this? But people don't all think the same. Mm-hmm. And people have to realize that. And people like to draw conclusions about stuff. And, you know, and the thing with Zionism, though, it has a lot to do with our current administration. And you look at who's the dual loyalty in America today. You look at Michael Levine, the Wormsers, Paul Wolfowitz, and all this stuff. And I'm at rents.com. I was trying to find your article. I was going to read it before I called, but
Right. Well, it's the second one down on Rents. But I don't disagree with you at all. You know, the yes, the Zionist movement, you know, was I think it was established, you know, what, in 1896, I believe, with Herzl. Is that the guy's name? You know, I know about the issue. I've been down the rabbit hole on the issue. Okay,
it's actually not a rabbit. It's not. It's a very fascinating read, and like anything that in this movement, you have to approach with a totally open mind. Don't be racist. Don't be biased, and just look at it
Jeff, that's exactly what I'm trying to do here. The problem that I have, and if you're listening to my show or have been, you'll know this. The problem that I have, it's almost like a ping pong match. And it's almost every show somebody tries to pigeonhole me or back me into a corner about one race or another or the Jews against the Jesuits against the whatever. And I'm not going to go there. Okay? Everybody's entitled to their opinion, myself as well. Okay, but when you start talking to me about, you know, the Zionists is this, or, you know, another guy will call in and say, it's not the Zionists, it's the Jesuits. And, you know, the other guy calls in, well, if you don't think your race is superior, then you're part of the problem, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm not going to go there.
I don't blame you.
Okay.
And I
don't mean to sound like I'm venting on you, buddy. You know, I'm not. I'm just trying to make my position clear, you know, because I can't, even if I thought that were true. Okay, and I've looked at evidence about it, but it would pigeonhole me in my position, which is as a broadcaster. Okay, and I would pick up some listeners, and I would lose other listeners. You know, and I just don't think that's what it's all about. You know, so go ahead. I'm sorry. Did you have a question for Don?
No, I was just gonna ask a simple question. Is you know, what do you think about Zionists in society today, and what do you think about their influence on our current administration? I don't know how much studying
you're asking me?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that there's a lot of element of truth to that. I've got to go to a break, and I'll hold you over if I don't get through with this.
Okay.
I know that the ADL is a arm of the B'nai B'rith. It's a propaganda and intelligence arm, and I know they're pushing for hate crimes legislation, and I don't like that a bit. Let's go to break. I'll come back in three. Stick with me, Jeff, okay? Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. My special guest, Don Nikoloff, is with me on the line. And, Jeff, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Let me finish with what I'm saying here. Okay, I understand, you know, they say, well, it's the Zionist movement, blah, 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 but here's the problem that I have. Okay, and, you know, the ADL, I don't like these people infringing, especially with a hate crimes bill, okay? They're hiding behind the gay thing, okay? But what they want to do, really, is they want to stop free speech. But and I understand the people that wrote the PNAC documents. I've been down that line. I've seen, you know, a lot of these guys are, they have dual citizenship. And, yes, they're in a Zionist movement. But how deep you want to go? Because there's a lot of people that say, well, you know, yeah, it's the Zionist movement. But then other people say, well, the Jesuits control the Zionists, and the Black Pope controls the Jesuits, and Lucifer controls the Black Pope. I mean, so you can go down and down and down the rabbit hole. The bottom line is that there's some evil people that are trying to control me and control the rest of the world. And I don't like it, okay? And I don't care whether the Zionists or Jesuit or who they are, you know? I mean, that's just where I'm coming from.
You're absolutely right, and you're like me who we only want facts. You know, we just want the facts. We don't want all this hypothetical, you know, nonsense that anybody can make up and anybody can write a book about.
Right, but let me ask you, though, Jeff. I mean, am I, in your opinion, in your mind, am I wrong when somebody calls into me and says that if you're the white race and you think if you don't think that your race is superior, then you're a bad guy? Or, you know, if I don't think it's all just a specific Zionist movement or there are other elements in there, then I'm a bad guy and I don't know what I'm talking about. No, it's not that. You can go as deep down the rabbit hole as you want to go.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think the guy was I listened to the conversation. I think the white race has got a bad rap. You know, if you're proud of the white race, I guess – you're white supremacist, but the Jews should be proud of their race. The Hindus, the Arabs should be proud of their race. The blacks should be proud of their race. You know, the Chinese should be proud of their race. He should have worded it different, you know.
Well,
everybody should be proud of who they are, where they come from, and what their race is.
Right, and I believe that all of us who were born human beings have a right to suck air on this planet and be left alone. And
right.
For anybody to come in there, regardless of who it is, whether it's Zionist or Jesuit or whoever, okay, to force themselves upon us or to maim and kill like they have done, especially in Iraq and Afghanistan, okay, they're infringing on somebody else's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I don't believe in that, okay? So, Don, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I agree with both the caller and you. What's hitting me is while I'm listening to all this discourse going on, I'm the first person on the face of the planet to actually look this stuff up and expose these facts and expose the inconsistencies in the facts. That's the issue here, and that these people have misrepresented who they are. Okay, that there is an ulterior motive when people do that. I'm sorry. Okay, that's the fact. That's the history. It was stopped, and then it was re-permitted again. Because you can bribe politicians, and you can use the money and build up intelligence agencies and take control of the media and take control of society and use the technology, which I wrote about, and how they sold and misused Tesla's technology, and they're doing it to us today. And here we've got people praising Adolf Hitler, praising Otto Skorzeny. If anything is to be praised about Skorzeny, it's his honesty, his ultimate honesty. Who in their right mind would admit to committing a murder unless he had something to get off his chest?
Mm-hmm. All right,
so,
another quick thought, Jeff. We've got another caller. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, all I can say is, you know, read Christopher John Perkins, that guy that called up. He's got two good books, Israel Shahak, Lenny Brenner. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, Moses Hess. There's a lot of good research and study out there for people to don't just research everything, make up your own mind, and, you know, question everything.
Oh,
question,
hey, Jeff,
everything, you
Jeff,
know?
And I think I speak for Don as well when I say this. I do just that. And I don't discount Chris for his opinions or his writings or his research.
He's really good. I'm telling you, the guy's really good.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, I would like to read what he's written. So, you know,
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Let's go to Bill in Texas. Bill, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead. Bill. Bill's not here? Oh, okay. I guess Bill got off. Bill, you want to call back? We're still here. I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. Bill's here? Bill's not here. What? okay. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm off in left field, Don. But, you know, I'll tell you, it's amazing to me that I see an article here, and I see, you know, the amazing amount of meticulous research that you've done. And it seems like, you know, it doesn't really matter whether it's this article or it's some other guest or whatever I have come on, that somebody's always trying to pigeonhole me into Zionist or Jesuit or this, you know, Jew or whatever, okay? And I don't know what's up with it. I don't understand why. And again, I'm of the philosophy, I want a constitutional republic. I want us all to just be able to get along. And this is what the Illuminati or the New World Order want. They want to divide and conquer. They want us all, you know, fighting and warring with each other, okay? I mean, do you think I'm wrong here?
No, not at all. It's, you know, they operate on the principle of divide and conquer. You know, and you've got people really who are calling in today, and this is not about criticizing people, but you got people that have their own agendas, that, you know, their own views that they want to get across.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly fine if that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, don't shoot the messenger because you don't like the message.
All right, well, let's go to Sherry in Kansas, see what she has to say. You want to? Sherry, you with us?
Yes, Mike, I agree with you. They're trying to keep us all agitated at each other. Don, I just read through that once, and I was reading off the one that was on the Idaho Observer. How can you be sure on your records on your immigration stuff you got from immigration? How, like, when you first mentioned Paul Warburg in 1903, how do you know that that would have been him and stuff like that?
There aren't that many Paul or Paul M. Warburgs in the world coming from Hamburg, Germany, who are bankers.
Okay, well, that's true.
Okay, then you read subsequent documentation, and you notice that despite the instructions on the document that all the spaces are to be filled out, they just, you know, I found it hard to comprehend how he could be an American when he didn't live in the United States. How could he be an American? That was the first clue. And then he flip-flopped from being American to German and making statements, even though he had twice given out an address. And that address is in the article, 3 East 80th Street, New York City. And then on a third trip in 1906, he declared he had never been to the United States, even though he had even been to the United States with his family and with other bankers who are on the same passenger manifest.
Yeah. Okay, so when you were doing this research, you got microfilm copies or something. So if all this information disappears when somebody else goes back and tries to double your research, that if you know, now that they know you found stuff, that you have proof that you had it at one time.
The copies are all over the place.
So let me ask you this, just for future reference, for a researcher. When you get that kind of documentation, do you have it certified somehow? From, like, the source you got it, do you, like, have them stamp it somehow or anything?
No, I don't ask them to do that. That's on their official paperwork. If they take a picture of it, they put it on microfilm, and they publish it on the web. First of all, it's public domain. It's public record. What is there to hide?
Okay.
Why should they remove it? And if it has been removed, then it's adding further credibility to what I'm claiming.
Okay. All right. Well, I found it interesting, and...
Well, tell me something. Let me ask you a quick question, Sherry. This picture, have you looked at this picture?
Well, the pixels aren't coming in on good, and I don't know if it's my computer or what.
Uh-huh.
I can't. A friend of mine got the one off of Rents, and she says she's going to print out the picture to show me. And
yeah.
I will be interested to, like, where did you get the early copies of a picture of George H.W. Bush?
I went into Google and I just started, you know, I put in George H.W. Bush pictures. I put in young George H.W. Bush. I started surfing around and I was finding pictures that go back into the early 60s. And even then, he was a good-looking man then. And the features, the nose, the ears, the way he combs his hair, the chin... It's a dead ringer. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, 100% exactly sure, yes, that's him. But I'm going to tell you, with all of the research I've done, and not to mention just the research that I've, I mean, the pictures that I've seen, but also the timelines of things that were happening and cross-referencing, it all fits too perfectly to not be him.
Well, now, Don... Now, have you had your picture that was taken, you said this one, of this group meeting back in Europe prior to World War II, at least, you know, prior to when the United States got into it. Did you take it to any kind of picture expert and have them make sure it wasn't a doctored photo or anything?
Well, first of all, it appears to be a Polaroid, a color Polaroid picture. I don't know that for certain. What's interesting is the collection of pictures that this came from, and I've seen many other pictures.
Oh, you have?
Yes, that's Gorzani presented.
So,
and there, it's impossible for somebody to have these pictures showing these people aging over the years as well. I mean,
so,
beyond when they should be dead.
So this Berman guy, So you didn't just read his book and try to check out. You've talked to him extensively and got pictures from him. Is that the deal?
I haven't even read his book, okay? He did have some pictures posted on his own website.
So how did you get these pictures?
Well, they're public domain when they're on the Internet.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Sherry, anything else? We've got to run.
No, that's it. All thanks. Right,
thank you, dear. I appreciate it. Let's go to Bill in Alaska. Bill, you're on with Michael and Don.
I just, it just come to me, all these things that people, that people suspect and that we talk about daily on talk radio, I turned loose of it because, just like you said, right's right and wrong's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're confronting 36 million laws, and one of them says we're responsible to know them all. ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Right, and if I put up a contest and the loser went in there and read the laws, he'd be in there for the next 9,000 years trying to tell us what they were.
My point exactly. The people that are holding your feet to the fire on it can't obey them. And George Bush has said that they can't obey, that they're above the law. And they have to be because the government couldn't function with those kind of restrictions on it.
Right, right. Yeah.
And neither can we, and I've come to the conclusion that I have 10 laws. And the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all those founding documents became null and void just as soon as they put them down on paper, and they quit being principles in men's hearts, and they were attackable by lawyers to shift and interpret and judicial interpretation and that kind of thing. We go back to 10 laws and call right right and wrong wrong and hold everyone around us, including our neighbors, feet to the fire when it comes to it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to, I'm not going to deify the founding fathers. I will not. I'm as good as the best one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say that kind of blood doesn't run in the vein of an American anymore. That would be... That would be terminal, man, to think that kind of heart didn't exist in one of us someplace.
Excellent
that's
point.
That's my 2 cents worth, brother.
Yeah, hey, you got a comment for him, Don?
Well, yeah, I agree. In fact, I've made that comment on some shows that, God's given us 10 laws, and I didn't realize we were up to 36 million. But
sir, if you please him, put a smile on his face, anybody worth pleasing is automatically pleased, and the rest of them can kiss my rosy red.
Thanks for the thoughts, Bill.
Yes,
appreciate
sir. I'll
it,
be
buddy.
Out of here now.
All right. Thank you. I know what the guy's saying, and what's sad, Don, is that this society has eroded by design, by propaganda, by dissemination. They've brought themselves into a position where they're so dumbed down, they don't care, they're lazy. They think that freedom has always been free, and that their forefathers died so they can just do whatever they want to do. And everything's going to be fine. And what they don't realize is that freedom is a fleeting thing. It's been for a very, very small, short period of time in this grand experiment we called the United States of America with a Constitution. And it's leaving us. It's gone already. And they don't even know us because the elite haven't told them yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. And it's just a question of what morning they're all going to wake up. And they're going to find out that it's over. With that, I'll tell you what. Let's go to another call. You want to? Let's go
sure.
to Stuart in Texas. Stuart, you're on with Michael and Don.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, and you're doing a great show today.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think it's a full moon or something.
Yeah, well, you just got to divert that and just try and put your, some kind of force field up and divert that distraction. Anyway, my question was, and I have not yet gotten on the rent site, but how old is the potential HW there in that picture? Because I know there's also pictures of him in Dallas at Dealey Plaza.
Yeah, he's about 14, 15 years old there.
14, 15 years old. Okay.
Now, that's going by what they allege that his birth certificate is, which we don't even know if that's true. They say he was born in June of 1924. And it could have been 1922. We don't know, but we're assuming he's 14, 15 years old.
Okay, 14, 15 years old, and then of course, then you even go into the Clinton family and Bill Clinton, who his actual father is, and it just seems to. Who needs a soap opera when you got this stuff?
Oh, I know it. This is better than a drive-in movie, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thanks, Stuart. Listen, I believe we've got. We're going to go to a break here. I believe we've got Chris from Chicago back on the line. Chris, we're going to come up to a break, but I'll put you back on air with us. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it correct that you said you have not handled these photographs, that you simply saw them on a website?
Yeah, that's true. I saw them on a website.
And you are basing your scholarly research on JPEG images that you have not verified the photographer, the dates, the forensic analysis of the photographs. Is that correct?
If you totally discount the photograph and go by my research stands on its own.
You want me to hold you over? We've got to go to a break, Chris.
Please do.
All right. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Don, stick with me a few. Republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. I'll be right back. Final segment.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
All right, we're back. Final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. And I still have on the line Chris from Chicago for the second time. Go ahead, Chris.
Have you contacted John Buchanan about his research into the Bush's background?
John Buchanan, no, but I was going to ask again what the name of your book is, Chris.
The Manufacture and Sale of Saint Einstein, and you can receive it for free as a PDF file.
All right, wait a minute. The Manufacture and Sale... Of what?
Saint Einstein.
Faint.
Saint, as in Saint Christopher.
Oh, Saint Einstein, okay. All right, and I can receive it as a download for free.
At JewishRacism.com.
JewishRacism.com, okay.
And you'll also be able to find at that website many Zionist racists from the past, and you'll be able to read their writings and their motivation.
Rest assured, you know, Don and I both are going to go down the rabbit hole on this one. We're going to read this, okay?
it'll take you some time because it's 3,000 pages.
You're serious?
With great
interest.
With tens of thousands of references.
How long did it take you to write that, Chris?
It was about a 10-year project.
Jiminy Frost.
Chris, if I could comment about the picture, because I'm not trying to avoid discussion about it. I am not an expert in photos, but it appears that it's an original photo, as original as can be. For the period, for it to be a color picture with the detail it has, it would have had to have been the utmost of trickery for him to produce that, number one. Now, if you take the picture out of the argument totally, and just look at the research on how these people consistently lied, misled, and deceived officials about who they were, speaks for itself. It's in government documents, the federal census statements that they made, the ages. And if you follow traditional genealogical resources that are available, it leads where they want you to go. I didn't follow those traditional sources. I went my own way and verified and double-checked and triple-checked over and over again. I spent a year and a half doing that. That's not a lifetime. By any means, but I kept it specific to what I described at the beginning of this program.
But there are alternative explanations for some of the conclusions which you draw based on your census research. The errors could have been made by the census taker. There could have been garbled communications. There could have been mistranslations.
Well, that's very true, but I find it hard to believe that someone could replace the word Illinois with Massachusetts or New York or Maryland or Missouri. There's not even a remote possibility of making that mistake.
Well, I would disagree because you have a sheet with a line on it, and the line could have been displaced or misplaced or any number of things. Have you taken another family line and done a comparative study and seen how many errors crop up in a different family line?
I went through every census. In fact, I apologized for the formatting because that chart should be lined up in a columnar fashion, and it didn't come out that way on the web, and that's being attended to, where it's very clear that you can compare birth dates. And if I look at the family's official biographies of their stated birth dates and the years and the places, they're not even consistent in their own statements. And there are inconsistencies in the run-up.
It's interesting, but it's not proof. Have you researched Bush family friends and have you researched Scherf family friends in Germany and the United States?
Well, they've expunged records almost completely, but not entirely, on the Scherfs. I was able to, and I addressed those specific issues in the article. I found a document with George Scherf having been on a ship in New Zealand from 1913 to 1914.
But have you interviewed people who grew up with these people?
Where do you begin?
Well, before drawing...